Welcome to the Org Design Podcast. We're recording live at the Org Design Festival in Twin Cities. Today with us we have Abby Allen, no middle name, and joining me is podcast co-host Amy Springer. Amy, welcome to the show again.
G'day, everyone.
Abby Allen, what do you do?
What do I do? I struggle with that question. This week has helped bring some clarity or perspective on that of connecting people and process and systems. And that's a long answer. So I think the short answer is I help people design ways of engaging with one another, with systems. There's not a neat, clean word for that, but I'm a organizational development practitioner, technically. But I think that means a lot of things, and people don't know all the things in it. So it's a hard question to answer.
So, Abby, do you do all of that inside one company, or are you part of a consulting firm?
For the last not quite 4 years, I've been inside one company, very large, for the first time in 20 plus years. Before that, I did it as a consultant externally for public sector, private, not-for-profit, small, massive, global, local. It's been an interesting 4 years to shift the perspective that is just totally the same work, same problems, same opportunities, but totally different perspective from the inside.
What does large mean? How large is that organization?
25,000 employees around the globe, mostly in the U.S., 20 plus major departments who are my clients as an organizational practitioner, 90 years old. So rich history and habits that need evolving, but it's fun.
Okay, I'm going to go some rapid fire questions.
All right.
Top down or bottom up?
Both.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how impactful do you think AI is going to be to how organizations structure?
Structure. Gosh, that's a tough one. 1 to 10.
10 being high impact, yeah. 1 being what AI?
By when?
Next, like, 10 years.
Next 10 years, 7.5? I like halves. I don't know. But
7.77.
But 7.75. Oh. But I think, as we heard the other day, we don't yet have the language. We don't know what we don't know, which ironically is what this job is helping people uncover the things, blind spots, what they don't know. But we literally don't know yet. And so when I think about the ways we are using it, I'm like, oh, it'll really help us. Like, it can scan position descriptions for duplicative roles. It can help me look at data on productivity much faster than my team and I can. So then I'm like, oh, yeah, a lot. But then when I really think about, oh, but the structure itself and the thoughtful, the intellect behind it and the why, oh, I don't know. It's a fascinating question.
How much of your time do you spend doing org design versus the other parts of the pure OD discipline?
So that's a hard question, back to the last 4 years versus the 24 years before that. And they're very different answers. It's a capability that I was asked to build and create in our organization because they just had, I call it the softer, but like the softer OD, or the more point in time or team to team, like team focus and not the systems focus. In my entire career has been on the system focus of things. And again, whether your clients know that or not, like, they don't need to know that's the, like, logic I'm bringing, but it's, they just know that has, helps them get the outcomes they're looking for. And so not as much as I'd like to in the last 4 years. And I'm really excited that I've had the privilege to build the team, bring many of them here to build their capabilities and skills, introduce our OD or practitioner side to the concepts as well, and really clarify their roles, of which half is focused on the org design and systems view and which ones are focused on client delivery, client service, of whatever the need may be.
Yeah. One of the things we're seeing more and more, and you confirmed it just in the last 4 years, is standing up an org design capability or an org design function within bigger organizations. We have a pretty broad base of listeners, but I know that a lot of people internally in big organizations still listen to the podcast or read the content. What advice would you have for them if they're on part of that journey where they've been asked, hey, look, could you spend more of your time doing org design, or maybe even to stand up a small team of people to assist managers within the business do that function? What would your advice be now, having that experience starting something from scratch in a bigger traditional organization?
At first, I would say celebrate. Like, the fact that they're asking you to do that is like a huge win. Don't let that go. Like, really, and then tuck that away for the tough days, because they ask the right question. They got you there. And even though when it gets tough, hold on to that, because that in and of itself is huge. And then the advice to them, I think it's almost like the generic challenge of consultants, that it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's good. It's never our decision. It's your design. You help them see the value, the pros, the cons, but it's never your decision. And so, like, there's a part of that that's like, good. And then there's other sides, it's never your decision. Like, they don't have to take all this into account. And so my advice would be, know that is everyone's truth in our role and in our function. That's just part of the territory, and don't take that personally. Still find a way to just have, in that system's view, still have just a little impact, make one little ripple, and you're doing your job. Hold on to that too and keep going.
If one of those leaders who's been given your option, whether it's your business or someone like you somewhere else, and they've been presented with these options, what would you wish on all of these different leaders? What would you love them to have, that they're going to be open-minded, listen to the option? What do our future leaders need? Basically,
I'm going to pull on my educational background. I went to Case Western and studied under David Cooper Ryder. And the appreciative inquiry lens on that is, I do bring it to all my work, is that you move in the direction of the questions you ask. So if you look for problems, you're going to find problems. If you look for what's working well and how to scale and capitalize on it, you're going to find that. And so my advice to them is, whatever it is, make sure you're asking the generative question and the helpful question, assuming positive intent, but being intentional about that. Like, leaders need the skills to step back, look at the big picture, and make sure they're asking the right question for the organization, not just their part of it or themselves or their team, I think is the biggest advice. That it's hard to do. It's what makes leadership hard, is putting the whole above the parts.
Abby, the audience for the podcast is mainly leaders in organizations that are looking for content or a solution to some kind of problem that they suspect is org design related. Some of them won't even really know what org design is. When you're talking to friends that might be in a leadership position in a company or just been hired into a role, what's your advice to them as it relates to org design? What's the practical advice you give after all of your experience when they're thinking, man, I think I've got an org design problem? And you're like, Okay.
It's interesting because that's not normally what they come with. They come asking for something. Oh, I need conflict. I need communications. And I'm like, this might be a role clarity problem. We get there. When they do come to me, oh, it's a structure thing. Like, they just want to draw the boxes and lines. And that's not where you start. And when they do, like, my advice is, if that's all you want to do, you don't need a professional's help. Because we're going to ask so many more questions. We're really going to help you get to the root cause. And then, again, being that it's a systems approach, and not everybody understands that, and that's okay, but it's never one thing. And so we're going to help you think critically and solve all the components of it. And I think that's the value. So come open-minded, listen for the, yes, I can help you do that and this thing, and they all go hand in hand. Because I'm like, well, I just want to cherry pick the stuff. And, like, sometimes we can make that work or sequence it in a way to meet, like, their desires. And oftentimes, again, like, you don't know what you don't know. And just in a couple conversations with us really helps you have these aha moments of, oh, I didn't think about that. You're right. Can we look at that too? And you're like, yep, we can help you do that. So I don't want people to think org design and just org charts. I want them to know, and the advice is that we can help you really think through the complexity of our modern world, that tech and AI and job changes in industry and economy, like, that all impacts the complexity of the work we do, no matter the industry. And sometimes you just need help, people outside of your sphere and your space, to help you think different or look from a different angle. And that's the real value we have. So leverage those resources to their maximum, not just a skinny little lane.
Okay. So I'm the friend that didn't know to come to you for org design help. Mm-hmm. I'm back here in my office struggling. You mentioned conflict. Mm-hmm. What are some things I might be experiencing or seeing that make me wish I knew I had you as a friend?
Yeah, like hot topic for us right now is collaboration. And it's people are like, oh, we collaborate. I meet with people all the time. I'm a great
collaborating right now.
I'm a great collaborator. And then when I really talk through what collaboration looks like and the skills they need and just the way they have to change in how you dialogue, like asking questions and seeking understanding. And wait, let me just check. Did I hear you? That's collaborating, not calling a meeting. Hey, I have this great idea. It is going to solve all these problems. Here's my data. Let me show you the charts. And selling people on your idea and getting their buy-in is not collaborating. And so I think that gets at your question of you didn't know what we could do is help people, just individuals, whether it's departments, different mindsets, really meet and work together in new ways. And they're like, you're just here to solve it for me. I'm not actually going to solve anything for you. I'm just going to be your guide to navigating all these minefields and quicksands that you didn't even know were out there in an objective way to help you two stay together, help you collaborate and find a shared solution, not just selling each other on parts of it and like Frankensteining together some collaborative answer.
A collaboration word like voluntold.
Yeah.
Oh, I got voluntold to do it. We need like a collaboration word that's not really collaboration. I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yes.
Abby, thank you so much for joining us on the Org Design Podcast. Amy Springer, thanks for joining us, as well as you lead the podcast and the...
Do you collaborate on it together?
We do. She really tells me what to do. I get voluntold all the time, essentially, but I'm totally okay.
I'm she's voluntold. Doing great. I collaborate it.
Yeah, you're like, even though I'm like, can you just voluntold me? And she's, no, we're collaborating. Abby, have you seen our Org Design Oracle cards yet?
I have seen them, the flyer on them.
You have not seen the cards?
I touched the cards.
It's actually, you talked about before, you've got to dig into some of the things that happen within an organization. Mm-hmm. And we've done a org design specific, so focus just on the types of things in and around org design. And so these are all different topics. There's a fair bit more order to it, which we've got in the pack. For those of you that are online, we've got a pack here that we're going to leave with Abby, the org design oracle card. So just a really practical way to help in the real world facilitate conversations with managers that aren't thinking in the mind space of the org design or the problems that they have. There's a great intuition builder, conversation starter if you're into those kinds.
So you asked me if I had questions for you guys. Like, how did you design these? Like, we're all designers at heart, right? Like, how did you design these?
That's a really good question.
That would be Tim's co-founder, Damien.
Yeah.
Is just one of those wonderfully unique human beings, mathematics degree.
Pure mathematics.
But he's here helping us solve org design problems. And he just loves tarot cards. And he had this wonderful idea. How could I apply that to org design? And then he augmented the process.
Word of the week.
Came up with the concepts, came up with the cards, and then also created the artwork himself using.
Oh, my gosh.
Separately, we also did a facilitator output from the product that we built. So you can get that out in the real world, pin it up around the walls of a room and collaborate. Because that's where a lot of that information sharing, dialogue, discovery, and collaboration happen is in the real world.
Yep.
It's not happening in a system that says they're collaborative or in a bit of software. It happens in the real world.
So can I just go all like tangent on you for a minute? Because you're like, oh, he's a mathematics guy. But like technically, the connection between complexity theory and math and complexity systems theory that all our work is based on are like the same concept. They're just numbers in like solution, like what you can do, what you can compute. And we're like, how do people really work in the real world? Their behaviors, their motivations. On the surface, you think mathematics is so different. When I was a kid, I've been like, I don't like any of that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's pretty related just on the people side.
Yeah, there's definitely pattern matching and mathematics are super related. And I think also, I mean, for the cards, one of the things, Damon, not all mathematicians are very intuitive, but Damon's also a very personable person and very good intuition. So I think a lot of org design brings together, and talking to podcast guests, including yourself, you can walk in and be personal. You can also walk in and mathematically think about the complexity that's going on in the room. Think about incentive design and how a financial structure might be guiding someone's behavior a strange direction.
Yep.
But at the same time, there's an interpersonal issue, which might be, so you've got to intuit the art and science of org design.
So what would you say you do then? So I'm going to turn that question back from the beginning. What do you do? All of those things, like how would you package up? Because you just explained what we all do, but like what label would you put on that?
Org design?
Org design?
Yeah, I think org design. So org design, I think, is a very... There's a lot of ways to tackle that.
Yeah.
So a lot of things can be org design. And then
And there's a lot of assumptions around it.
Absolutely. But I think that what is interesting is that as leaders get more and more busy and change isn't something that they can sit down and strategize every 5 years, they're actually
five months,
3 months. Every quarter, they're like, all right, we've got to make a series of changes again. How do we structure organizations that can cope with that when they're expecting at the end of a transformational change for it to be over?
Yeah.
And they get, it's like, they're straight into another one.
It just
burns people out.
Yeah.
I think the second thing is leaders get busier
and
they don't have the time to stop and sit with our people and say, hey, what are you doing? Have a think about it, intuit. And so I think my hunch is what we'll see is a lot more people like yourselves been given the time and space in separate roles within organizations to partner with leadership to do org design, which traditionally you probably would have ended up a leader in the business that is like really good at structuring an org and being a leader. But instead, you'll get to do that kind of across an organization. And I think that's playing out in industry, I'm sure, because you've built a function in a large business. You're seeing a lot more of that in other companies that I hadn't never seen before. And we're seeing new functions pop up all the time in org design.
You just helped me like connect a dot too, is like in the past, it was the consultants, like they came in and out. And because it's less, like you said, start and stop and like this is it and then a while, like because it is a constant evolution, adapting ecosystem, you need to be a part of that system to see where the natural resources are drying up over here and how we, I don't know that we've relied, and again, it was 20 plus years of my bread and butter, but externally, I don't know how, if that's sustainable, like you said, the pace at which it's changing, the pace at which we have to just constantly roll with it.
Yeah.
You might need to be in this. I hadn't thought about it, but I think you might need to be in the system 10 years from now.
Yeah. If you want to get a really good laugh from a business audience, just tell them who's looking forward to the next reorganization and no one will put their hand up and they'll all laugh.
And they'll roll their eyes.
No, serious. We are like one of the big institutional consulting firms. We're going to get them in and they're going to do the most expensive. We're going to get them to do the most expensive PowerPoint deck anyone has ever purchased. Maybe a binder. If they're still printing, we'll get a binder as well.
And we'll just put it right on that shelf.
And we'll just put it on the shelf.
Open it again.
And I think that with the speed of change or the continuous change that has been foisted on everyone as a result of external factors and internal change, or the implications of external change on a whole industry, say this is like cascading issues that happen with such advances like technology and AI is coming faster than we've seen any other advances. I think that how leaders, practitioners, providers solve that problem is going to be really interesting. But
that's the other big thing. People are like, is it my job? Is it my lane? I'm going to go do it. And we're like, and I think that's where the org designers come in. Is like, you know, I'm going to get you all in a room and we're all going to solve this.
Yeah.
Because we'll actually solve it right or quicker, faster.
Or having an organization that's equipped, has the right org design culture to solve those problems, sometimes getting good enough to solve them themselves.
I mean, that's a measure of success. Do you need me anymore? No, great.
Yeah.
That's a win. My teams, they're not calling. We're not getting the request. I'm like, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's another feature of an org design. Chat with other people, open-mindedness, systems thinking, problem solving, the willingness to make yourself redundant.
Yeah.
That's real.
That's the job. Amazing. Yeah, I've left you stronger and you don't need me. Awesome. Call me in a couple of years and let me know how it's going.
Yeah. And the last thing I think that's really important is to do it in a human way.
Yeah.
Organizations are full of humans. And the faster things change and the more crazy they get, the more it can hurt, malign, impact. Yeah. I don't want to call it human capital because it just sounds so unpersonal, but all the people that are working hard day in and day out in the organizations that we support and serve. So how do we do all of that faster than we ever have when it is so high stakes, but also look after the people in those changes, I think is really important.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, this has been fun. Thanks.